Late afternoon slid into evening. Over beyond the west wall, the sun set in solitary splendour. A wash of gold and purple suffused the sky, with blood-red at its centre. Lorna stood alone at the front dormitory windows. He rested against the sill, keeping watch on the gatehouse and its buttressed corner by the main gate. Now that there had been a few hours lull from any action, the blood wrath had receded from him. His massive frame had relaxed. Lorna felt drained and weary, not having slept in almost 2 days and nights. Gradually, night edged in, bringing with it a soft breeze to cool away the day's heat. Lorna began blinking a lot, nearly causing the bow to slip from his grasp. Rubbing his eyes and shaking himself, the big badger peered into the darkness, trying to keep his vision fixed on the gatehouse area. Then the voice sounded out. Lorna came instantly alert as he identified Ragabowl's rasping tones, calling from somewhere over by the buttress where his arrows could not reach.
Ahoy, Stradoga! I see ya! Still hiding in there behind the Abbot's skirts, are ya? Does your wound still pain ya? I should have gone for the neck and chopped your head off. Don't worry, Striped Dog. Ragabowl ain't going nowhere. I slayed the old Striped Dog, and I can finish ye too.
Brother Weld, who had been checking the window barricades in Great Hall, came hurrying into Cavern Hall.
There's something happening outside. I can hear the Sea Rat captain shouting to the big badger.
Torrin bounded to the stairs.
Sister Senever, Sister Portula, keep the little uns down here. Any beast who's able enough, bring the weapon and follow me. Does anyone know where Lanner is?
Martha seized a ladle.
He was going to dormitories at the front when I left him.
The Otterkook wielded the big bung mallet which had once belonged to Junty Sellahog.
Let's see if he's there.
Martha and Torrin burst into the dormitory at the head of a band of abbey dwellers. The hermaid could see Lorna's powerful back silhouetted in the open window frame. He was shaking with rage, but silent. Ragabowl was still taunting him from somewhere outside.
I don't slay my enemies from a distance with arrows. That ain't the way a real warrior fights. But keep your distance even you're scared of Ragabowl. Come out here, you coward, and I'll slice the other side of your face off before I leave the birds to pick over your carcass.
Lorna leaped up onto the windowsill, roaring.
I'll fight you any way you like, you murdering scum.
Torrin leapt forward and grabbed Lorna's foot paw.
Don't go, mate. 'Tis a trap. There's still plenty of sea rats out there. You'll be surrounded.
The badger dealt Torrin a kick, knocking him backward. Ragabowl was visible now, standing slightly to the right on the lawn. Paws on hips, the big sea rat laughed mockingly.
Here I am, Skull Muzzle. Come and meet me, Paul the Claw, without your bow and arrows for once. Bring the magic sword and cross blades with Ragabowl if you dare.
You alien!
Nothing could stop the giant badger now. Bellowing his war cry, Lorna jumped from the dormitory window. Luckily, the huge hill of rubble blocking the abbey door had dried out in the sun. He landed upon it and managed to stay upright. Scrambling and rolling, he thundered down toward the ground. Without a moment's hesitation, Torrin went over the sill after him, with Martha and the rest in his wake. Ragabowl held the glittering scimitar ready to strike, the silver hook on his other paw stump whirling in readiness. He stood awaiting the badger's charge, about a spear's throw from the north wall. Martha caught up with Torrin. She pointed to the north wall top.
Quick! Up there! That's where the sea rats are!
The Otterkook veered, heading for the steps as he called to Martha.
Split up! Take half our beast down to the east steps, or you'll go up the north stairs. Weld, Gelf, Formol, you come with me.
Oblivious of everything except Ragabowl waiting in his path, Lorna rushed straight at his enemy, armed only with his teeth and claws. Bowl, judging the moment when the badger was within 3 paces of him, dropped down, yelling out,
Spears, now!
Lorna did not even bother to dodge the flying spears. 3 missed him, but 1 struck his left shoulder. He whipped it out and flung it aside, ignoring the wound. The blood wrath was upon him, his eyes red as the sunset he had watched a few hours earlier. His teeth shone from his scarred features in a savage snarl as his huge, blunt claws sought the kneeling sea rat captain. Bull was halfway up when the badger grabbed his neck and swung him off the ground. Ragabol emitted one strangled gurgle, then four spears thrown by the captain's own sea rats and intended for the badger buried their blades in Ragabol's back instead. He died, hanging there like a rag doll in the grip of his mighty foe. The last thing he saw was Lana Bowstripe roaring into his face.
Go through hell gates and burn, rat! You lay here!
Holding the limp body in front of him, Lana charged the wall, pulling up the stairs behind Torren like a juggernaut. The Otacook shouted to his helpers.
Look out! Get to the west wall! Let the badger pass! Martha, back off! Get those beasts down to the lawn!
The hare maid, who saw what was happening, turned swiftly to the red wallers behind her.
Get out of the way! Downstairs, now!
Abbot Caddle confronted her, his blood roused. He waved a sweeping broom, yelling fiercely.
Let me at those rats! I'll drive them from Red Wall, the filthy invaders! How dare they attack my abbey!
He was grabbed by two stout moles and hustled down the wall steps. The ramparts became a scene of chaos. Using Ragabol as a flail, Lana swept sea rats left and right. Some were knocked over the battlements, their broken bodies thudding to the woodland floor outside the walls. Any who were unfortunate enough to fall onto the lawn inside the abbey grounds were dealt with by a horde of red wallers, each eager to be mentioned thereafter as a beast who had taken part in the battle to win back their abbey. Lana stood on the empty walkway, his chest heaving like a bellows, blood oozing from a dozen different wounds. The carcass of Ragabol resembled a grotesque, oversized pincushion, pierced by an array of spears from sea rats who had tried to fend off the badger's advance. Cautiously, Torren and his helpers approached from the west wall top. They froze as Lana whirled around to face them, still holding Ragabol's slain body, the spears hanging from it rattling against the battlements. With a powerful heave, the big badger tossed his one-time enemy over the wall, listening to his body clattering through the tree limbs. Smiling like a demon who had just learned a new trick, Lana Bowstripe sat down, letting his footpaws dangle over the lawn.
When Martha brought me to Redwall, I hoped I could be of some help to you.
The Otacook sat down beside him.
Aye, and that you were, mate. That you were.
Wood pigeons were startled from their roosts in Mossflower Woodlands. They wheeled about in the night air, wondering why the bells of Redwall Abbey were pealing and booming out at such a late hour.
This ends Disc 11.